salary system from, say, other special teams coaches?
Well, I don't know if the rules in this game allow you to do only certain things.
Right.
But I think it's the way you play this game, the way they want to play this game. So I think you don't come in there and say you're going to have a scheme that's going to fix all problems. I think you come in with a scheme where now you take your players that you have and you put them within that scheme, where physically they've got ability to do what you ask them to do, and then the success of what you do schematically then comes to the top.
This team's kick return game has really struggled since their Super Bowl years. Have you been able to watch the tape? Have you been able to diagnose any problems already?
Oh yeah, I've watched every game. I mean, but I watched it not so much schematically. I watched it based on the players, because the first thing I wanted to do coming in, and of course I knew some of the players. We played here a couple of years ago that have not changed. Of course, you take guys that were playing special teams and are playing offense and defense. But the main thing I wanted to do is to evaluate everybody physically first. And when I put things together, the way we'll use kickoff or kickoff return, I've got a chance to know the players better. So when I put them in a position where I know they're going to have responsibility and they're going to have to do things physically, I want to make sure I'm putting them in the right spot.
Will you possibly ask Coach Shanahan to maybe be allowed to use more starters then to have better talent out there?
Well, we've already talked about it. I mean, I feel real comfortable with Mike. I think it's a point where, and it's my philosophy too, where, I mean, you're going to have certain players on this team that their job come Sunday is to help us win in the kicking game. That's what it's going to be. Now, they may have a role on offense and defense, but their main job will help us win the kicking game. But there's going to be players on the team that they're helping us win Sunday playing offense and defense, that there's going to be a spot for them in the kicking game, because you just don't have enough players. And when I talk about the body types that you need to run schemes, whatever your schemes are, you fall short. You can only go in with 45 guys, and 46 guys doesn't count. You know, so to make sure that you're as good as you can be on the field, there's going to be roles that starters will have. And I feel good. Mike feels good about it, and I'm sure the players feel good.
I know it's too early to tell if he's going to be your kick return guy or not, but what are your thoughts on Quincy Morgan?
Well, I watched Quincy when he was in Pittsburgh, you know, and I love the way he attacks up the field. You know, he's a big, tough guy. You know, I don't know if he's come back 100% from the injury. I don't know that. I haven't even talked to him. But I like the toughness that he brings, the consistency that he brings. And I like some of the younger guys that we do have. I'm looking forward to working with Dominic Hickson. I mean, I watch him come out of Akron like everybody else. Now, this is a good-looking athlete. It has the ball skills and the vision and the cutting ability and all that stuff you're looking for. But he's young, you know, so we're in the process now of evaluating the situation as far as draft-eligible guys and going through the whole process like everybody else.
Do you think you have your punt returner on this roster?
Well, that's, again, I'm kind of hoping that Dominic would be a guy I could work with there too. And Kirkus is, you know, did a little bit of it, but it comes to, I think, down to experience on this team. You know, you've got to gain experience somehow. Just like Clark is a kickoff returner, he gained it in the National Football League. That's not easy, you know. But experience is what it is. If you experience from experiences, is really what it is. So, there's always going to be good and bad. So, if you can learn from both, then you gain the experience to become better. And it's hard to do when you're young. Everybody's had young returners coming in the league and struggled. But if you had them just as returners and they didn't deal with anything else, they become pretty good players because they understand the game. And that's what young guys don't. I mean, they don't understand it yet. So it's our job to not only teach them what our strategies will be and obviously what our schemes are, but the game itself, the situations that come up, and how you have to control them. So just catching the ball and running with it is one thing. And there's a lot more that goes with it.
Coach, thank you. Appreciate it.
When you've analyzed film, like in the kickoff coverage, was it just little things you saw, or was it? What are you going to try to do?
Hi, Scott.
Sorry about
that. That's all right. You guys all trying to go. Hey, nice.
How are you?
That's all right. No, I think, you know what's so big? It's always been big. I don't know what's so big now, but it's matching up. I mean, you have to be able to match up in a kicking game just like you do offensively and defensively, but it's more defense, obviously, like, you know, against the offense. But we're doing the same thing. I mean, kickoff cover, you're trying to be sound, obviously, right? I mean, people just think you run down the field and go to the ball. Well, it doesn't. I mean, you do that, but that's just part of it. But nowadays, I mean, as rules change, and coaches change, systems change, and things kind of just evolve back, you know, like Nolan Cromwell going to Green Bay from the Rams and bringing in the wedge. Nobody ran the wedge then. Nobody ran the wedge. 2 years in Green Bay, you were pretty good running the wedge, but because you had to defend the wedge. You know, then everybody was double team first level, double team second and first level combinations. So you've got to be able to combat what you're going to get. But to be able to do that, you've got to be able to have the body types, you know, the body types to be able to do it. And again, to be able to, there's some structure that I believe in strongly, that you put certain players in there because it gives you, creates some advantages. Because in coverage, what you asked about, you've got to have penetrators. I mean, penetrators have to, no matter what scheme you're getting against you, to be able to define exactly for the rest of players what's coming. And the key is then for them to react properly. So, but I think the big thing was probably just being able to match up. But then again, I wasn't breaking it down schematically. I was breaking down the player. I wanted to know what the players were like on this team. You know, they played hard, but I wanted to know what they were physically. What did they do good? You know, what's their strengths? Because I got to be able to put them in positions to be able to use their strengths, obviously not their weaknesses.
Oh. I have to ask, because I'm from Boulder, but what do you know about Mason Crosby?
Steve Crosby's nephew?
Yeah.
No, Steve, you know, Crosby. Yeah. Oh, now it's Bang, huh? Well, Steve is the special teams coach at San Diego.
Have you guys studied him much yet?
Yeah. Who, yeah. Steve?
No, Mason.
Oh. I was going to say Steve. I think Steve kind of runs what I run, but... yeah, I sure did. I like him. I met with him in Indianapolis. He's very explosive, strong. But like all young specialists, there's some consistency that they're going to have. You know, you got to, you know, you just don't do things just to do them. I mean, you do them because there's a reason why you do them. But no, I like him. He's mentally, he's really good. He's sharp. But no, we've studied him. Yeah, I studied him. I think he's one of the better guys coming out of the draft.
Is it conceivable? I mean, you can't get him in the sixth round.
No.
He's one of those guys, second, third round. Whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Is it conceivable that you could go in that direction that early in the draft?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's totally up to what I do. Like all the coaches, I mean, we can only grade players on past players we've had. You know, in comparison. I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen up here. I mean, that's why there was one time I did a case study on punters and kickers that attended the combine. And were only like 20-some% of them were on National Football League roster. So that's just a small part of it. There's specialists all over the country that have ability that, you know, you've got to do your homework on to get them up here because they've had some success doesn't mean they're going to have success up here. You know?
He's got such a big leg. I mean, he gets a ton of touchbacks.
Yeah,
kickoff, you know, has been an issue with this team for years.
Right, yeah. Right.
Is that appealing about his whole package and his ability, not just the field goals, but his ability to bang in the end zone?
Oh, yeah, I think, I mean, if you just watch him, I mean, especially being in the altitude that you're in, you know, it's just, you know, when I look at things like that in the back of my mind's always going on, you know, not only so much of what we'd be able to take advantage of having a strong kicker, is, you know, now facing our opponents, knowing how hard it is offensively, it, you know, coming here, it's not like kicking in Baltimore. I mean, you've got a better chance to get touchbacks, okay? And when you look at it as far as the offensive starting position, that's our number one goal, is we got to be able to deal with that. And if our offense right away can't move the ball out, then we've got to exchange that field position with the punter. That's what we've got to be able to do. And if you can do that, then I think that you get the edge playing in a place like this. Because I think what the advantage that you get, I think your opponents get it too. You know, so you got to be able to be able, yeah, compromise that. But no, Mason is very explosive, and I think that's what separates guys at that level, and they separate guys at this level. Though the specialists at this level, they're all good, but they still separate from one another too. And it's the consistency factor that you have to have. But when you're strong, you're strong. That you can't coach that now. So you just have to coach to control that, you know, not to.
Is it harder now for you to see bodies going everywhere and 30-40% of the roster changing every year to establish consistent play on special teams?
Sure it is. Yeah,
those
sure
are the players that tend to move all the time.
Sure it is. And you know, you've got to, if you look around the league, you know, the coaches that have done it, sometimes you have to sacrifice your team because of it. You know, I think New England's a good example, you know, of keeping guys that are good players for what they do and their role, but they cost a lot of money. So you got to give it up somewhere, you know. So I think that reason is that we're either bringing guys through the cycle, and the third year is an important year for every player, and then it's kind of their breakout year or not. And if they can't do it, I think you move on to younger and you bring them in and you keep trying to see if you hit there, or they break in and they move into roles on offense and defense, and you bring that young guy along again. Because after a while, when they don't have a role on offense and defense, it's very hard financially to keep the guys you like to keep, you know. I mean, it's hard, you know. It's not like in the old days when you had your core group, period. I mean, that's all worked, and that was their role. I mean, the Bill Bates, the Ron Wolfleys, the Benny Thompsons, you know, the Michael Bates, they weren't playing on offense and defense. They were playing in the kicking game, and they had a great living doing it and was good at doing it. You know, it's just hard to keep guys like that.
You think Hickson could do – you seem excited about it.
I like him. I really do.
Can he do kickoffs too?
Yeah, I think he does. Okay. He can do both.
He's got that natural feel for the return. Okay.
Yeah, natural. He's got the physical. He can drop his weight. He's a fluid guy. He's not a one cut. Good vision. I mean, but it's, you know, I've been fortunate to have two young guys right away, in Steve Smith and Jermaine Lewis. But you got to remember now, they weren't even involved in the offense. I had them for the whole rookie year, you know. So they learned the game different. And that's a big part of it. Now, of course, they went on to do well on offense. But to take a young guy that's been here a year already, so he's kind of been through the wall of everything, and then kind of, you know, to be able to teach him as he's learning the offense, I feel real good about. So, like I say, you just never know what you have.